All right.
What are y'all about?
Here we go again. Oh, well, waiting on G, man.
Round two, boys.
All right, there he is. All right, all new episode, Run and Tell That Podcast. Episode 65, Valentine's Day special. Paloozy or Mac, which one are you?
I know all that right. Question's not directed at my ass.
No, but I know there's a difference in the two. So, G-Man, what's the difference between a floozy and a Mac?
Fella G-Man just stepped away. She'll be back in a minute.
Oh, okay. God.
Ro, what's the definition between a floozy and a Mac?
Wait a minute. Okay, a floozy is someone who brags about their boyfriend or girlfriend for attention, usually to another single man or woman. Most of the time, nobody cares, but they still seem to have a reputation on who they date. Usually, they will pick one. They will pick on someone who is single because they are not in a relationship. Even though most people who are single are happy being single. Mm-hmm. And then for the Mac, it's going to be a guy or girl who is very caring and sweet. Oh, no, it's all for the dudes. Okay, then. Let's see. He is a huge flirt, but when he is with the girl, he isn't very loyal. He is usually pretty tall with beautiful eyes, beautiful blue eyes. He has a great sense of humor. And he loves to make other people laugh. He has a hard life, but never shows it. He masks it over a smile with a beautiful smile. Like, I'm not kidding, the best smile ever. He does get very jealous, though, but is really cute. He is strong and very handsome. He won't ever think twice before standing up.
Why is this funny?
What he believes. And if you ever come across a Mac, don't believe him. You will regret it.
Oh my God. Okay.
So, starting with Callie. So, which one are you? A floozy or a Mac?
But she says she's a Mac.
She's a Mac. Okay, we'll
roll. Did you hear what I just said?
No, we didn't hear nothing. Heard nothing.
What?
We just assumed you said Mac.
No. I was reading the meaning of the floozy from the Oxford Dictionary. You didn't hear
no,
me.
No, we didn't hear you. No, seriously, we didn't hear anything. Yeah, we didn't hear nothing.
Okay, I guess I can. Okay, I guess I can't look at other things while I'm talking to y'all. I had to stay focused on here.
Like that, babe.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But being what you read,
do what?
You a floozy?
I am not.
We can hear what you were reading, so you're not a floozy. So what are you?
No.
A Mac?
I'm not a Mac either. I'm just Cali girl.
Okay. Okay. All right. Ro?
Huh?
Which one are you?
I'm neither one.
Neither one. Somebody got to be one of them.
I'm the nicest person.
Everybody can't be neither one. What?
I said I'm the nicest motherfucker you will ever meet in your life.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Dale, what are you? A floozy? Or...
I guess a floozy properly.
You a floozy?
Not Dale.
I don't give no drama. I appreciate and respect, folks. So no, I guess.
Dog, G-Man is a Mac.
Okay, now.
So what about JP, the sex symbol?
He just stepped away. He should be back shortly.
He just stepped away.
I'm a Mac.
Well, so we got one floozy, two that's neither, Then we got one that's a Mac, so I guess I'll go next since we waiting on JP.
Tell truth, you just a flack.
I'm just a what?
A flack.
What the hell? A flack.
Yeah, a Louisiana
Mac.
You a goddamn PP.
Why can't I be neither one? Why I gotta be both? Why I can't
that make you
feel why better, why man? Can't I be neither one? Put your heat on. Mm-mm. Make me feel better at night.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, man.
Maybe I'm neither. Good. I think I fall under neither.
Understandable.
Come on, bro.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, you gotta remember what a Mac, a Mac is.
We gotta ask JP.
JP.
My bad. We gotta ask JP.
What's up,
bro? Are you a floozy? Are you a floozy or a Mac?
Floozy or a Mac? I'm probably.
Yeah, you a floozy or a Mac? You a floozy?
Jiggalo, when it get around you, I'm a floozy. I get intimidated.
What?
I'm a floozy.
What intimidated.
What I gotta do with anything?
Oh, doggone cat that runs a butcher shop. It can butcher up some meat.
Oh, no.
I'm a floozy. Yeah, we know it. Hey, he will, G-Man, he will beat that thing up.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I'm old floozy. Now, when I'm around old cat ain't hitting on nothing, I'm a Mac. But when I get around a Road Dog, G Man, the Gigolo, and who am I leaving out?
Dale.
I'm a floozy.
So we got a couple messages.
All right.
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Fellas, what's good in the hood? Minnesota. Cali girl, what's going on in the A? All right, peace. Cali girl, I meant to ask you, during this recent snowstorm, I was watching some videos of people down in Atlanta. There was one woman that was skiing in the street. That's how y'all do down in Atlaska? Let me know.
Atlaska. No, my happy little ass stayed home. I was not out in that stupid snow. No, I am not a fool. Mm-mm.
Yeah, one more from Minnesota.
You know what's crazy? I try to drop by and support the show, but the only person that's following me is Ro. I know where. I know why Cali girl don't follow me. I can't keep up with her anyway.
Don't do that, Renaissance. You know I love you. Anyway, I do want to say something real quick, though. Hello to Renaissance and Free and Sylvia. Sylvia, I do want to apologize to you. So, yeah. There you have it. Continue.
All right. All right, let's get back to the topic. Floozy or Mac? So
did anybody answer?
Yeah, everybody answered. Yeah, you had two floozies, one Mac, and then three that said neither.
So, but you didn't say neither, though. Like,
I did say neither. You said that I was a flack. I was a floozy and a Mac. You said that, not me.
That's because, you know, you like a Swiss Army knife. It just depends on the situation. Yeah.
Really? Okay. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
Good answer, Road Dog. Now that we've gotten our definitions, who, by any chance, how is that going to relate to your Valentine's? Is it going to make it better or worse?
Hey, I got good at, I love that Dale asked that. Hey, now, I've been with my wife, 38 years. I think 38 years I've been with her. I ain't buying her nothing for Valentine's. Hey, if I had some women,
you're back.
I tell you what, if anybody gonna do something, you're back. They gonna buy me something for Valentine's. Yeah, I'm a floozy.
Mac. You're Mac.
Ain't buying that Negro nothing for Valentine's. You're Mac. I'm a floozy.
A floozy is a person that you sitting there, you throwing that D around. A Mac is a person that you're a Mac.
You used to throw that D around.
Hey,
look, you used to. You can't no more, but you used to.
Okay, let me ask the question. If I came knocking at your door, would you turn into a floozy or a Mac?
It's according to what you wearing.
Got that right.
And so Callie, if have you buttoned your head, G? If you have a talent, you button naked, G.
I really wasn't asking G because I know he wants to say something.
Hey, now let's say change with a man. Hey, it depends on how you dress.
Mm-hmm. You know go what's ahead, so G. sad about the situation?
What's sad about it, G?
Wasn't asking G, man, but okay.
She won't have nothing on.
Yeah.
She'll come there with a ring suit on, and she'll just drop it. No, she got double A's. Everything just...
Is there any way of confirming that, Callie, without being rude?
Callie, just... You got double A's or double B's or double C's? Or
double D's. D's.
Yeah.
You know D's sound like... Thing.
Hey, D's good for me.
Yeah.
Again, if you would go look at my Instagram, you would find that out. But you're not doing that, so.
We don't go on Instagram. You right, G? We don't go on Instagram.
We don't go on Instagram.
You right, G? Me, you.
Oh well.
We're guilty.
Okay.
So just go ahead and send me a side picture.
Exactly.
No.
Send me a side picture. Send it right to look. Look. Let me go ahead and say. Hot 100 G-Man. Send it to me.
Oh, Jesus.
Damn.
And then I will respond. Look, once again, hot 100 G-Man. And then if you want to send it to me privately, just go ahead and say, these nuts.
These nuts.
Any shit. G. No, that's my other.
Say it, G.
Say it again. These nuts ain't shit.
I ain't saying that.
You can't say that?
No.
Oh, you a whore.
Yes.
Wow.
I have been called one.
You a whore.
On occasion.
Wow.
Many years ago.
Mama's son called me the other day and said, get your GI straight.
What's the topic, fellas? I done forgot that quick.
Mama's son.
I love Mama son.
She said that.
Papa son.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, Papa son, good people. Papa son said, G.I., you got to get out of here. You ain't spending no money.
But this is our Valentine's Day episode since we're not going to be on next week.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. That's what it is, Valentine's Day. Back to the subject. I ain't spending no damn money on Valentine's Day on nobody but myself.
Last time I spent some money on Valentine's Day was 1992.
Damn. 92, G. What was that for you? What did you buy yourself?
That's when I was born.
You lying, G. You were born in 92 now.
I said, what's
Callie, what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Kelly to check that because I ain't spending no money on Valentine's Day. Kelly to check that on.
Hey, Kelly girl. Well, once again, she went in hibernation.
Hey, I'm telling you.
No, I'm here.
I don't spend no money on nobody on Valentine's Day. If I'm going to spend some money, it's going to be on myself.
You know what?
I promise you that.
I'm going to tell you this.
Let
me tell you this. The best way how a man can satisfy himself on Valentine's Day is that you get all the bells and whistles that you need. So when I say bells
and whistles, G.
So you just go ahead and get the handcuffs.
Yeah.
Handcuff yourself to the bed.
Really?
Yourself to the bed. I don't know now. They got these new robots. They got, I mean, really? With robot. Artificial intelligence out there now. AI, Dale, see, Dale know what Dale up, G. You
let me tell you something.
They saying they gonna have robots realistic that's wet. Like, get wet, like women. Hey. Man, that'd be cheap for me.
Y'all gotta be, let me tell y'all this. I'm gonna tell y'all too this. Be very careful when y'all say that y'all everything wet. Because we got a bunch of people waiting on us to say something wet.
G.
Yeah.
Who worse than you? Who worse?
Ruin Gerard, best friend.
Who worse than you, G?
No,
me, Dale. Me, Gerard, best friend. Me, Dale. The conservatives are always fine.
Ruin Gerard, best friend, drive tractor and truck.
He said
he like it wet.
When it's raining?
Look, Roe and Gerard, best friend, said he
like it wet.
He said he like it wet. So I'm just saying.
He can drive in the rain.
Yeah. He don't drive in the rain.
You forget that, G. Look, the boy don't go no other way.
Ask me his name, I'll tell you.
I ain't asking. I don't want to.
Ask me his name, I'll tell you.
Don't even matter. Right. Dale, do it next to you, Dale.
Don't, but I'm
I ain't think. Name. I ain't think he like it. I ain't think he like it wet. I just thought he liked plastic.
Well, he played with the plastic dolls.
Hey.
Ruin Gerard, best friend.
Leave a man alone. He don't do another subject. Let him play with the plastic doll. That's all he can do. Let the man play with the plastic doll. He might play with the plastic doll if all that can get.
Bro. Hey, I sent you something. Send it to G Man.
Oh hell. Okay.
What was I about to say?
I gotta go to G Man.
What?
My glasses ain't broke. Why I gotta go to G Man?
Oh shit.
When the boy's coming down this summer.
Excuse me. Dale said his glasses ain't broke. Shit.
Yeah. I want to see some shit too.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Oh man, he said his glasses ain't broke.
Now look. Don't you send them daggone double X to me? Well, damn.
Is that really you, Cali?
That's Cali. She sent them double X.
Cali.
You know I can do with those things. I can nip on them.
Give me that phone.
See a pearl necklace coming up.
Pearl necklace. Look, it's three of us over here. Ain't no woman over here. Calm down.
Kelly.
I feel like a victim between y'all two right
very
now.
Impressive.
Let me go.
Do not.
I'm a victim right now.
Please do not say nothing else like that here.
Look like she ready.
Seem like she ready.
Cal, I didn't.
Y'all didn't believe me, so I had to prove it.
My thing is this. I mean, we asked.
Y'all got two.
You asked. You asked.
Hold up.
They can't even talk now.
Go ahead. Look, listen. Dell got something to say. Kind of like I said, we've suggested and asked without being on Instagram, but with one click, here we go. Very impressive. Yeah. Very, very.
So. I'm gonna say this right quick. Cali, I need you to send me some.
I just needed to prove to you that I was telling you.
No,
that's it. That is to me.
No, it might be your cousin. Send me some areolas.
Yeah, Cali.
How about
some butterfly?
Let me. I ain't messing with you. JP can't say nothing.
Send me some cat print. Go ahead. Go ahead. You go ahead. Kelly. No, no, I'm done with JP. Yeah, look, the problem with JP is that JP, look, it take you 15 minutes to get one conversation out. And I'm still talking.
I'm sorry if I'm slow.
I'm sorry if I'm slow.
I'm sorry if I'm slow.
Damn.
No,
JP,
go.
Damn. Yeah.
See, Kelly, you waste my. Kelly, you ain't. Kelly, you ain't
yep.
an A, you ain't a B, you ain't a C.
That's double D.
Kelly.
I told you.
Kelly, I didn't know.
I told
Kelly,
you.
I didn't know you was old red bone. I love him.
No, Kelly's Scottish.
Kelly, what?
She's Scottish.
You're Scottish?
No, she's Scottish.
Mm. She's what are you look, talking look, about, Scottish?
Look. No, look between them two double D's.
I'll tell you what.
Look, you go see.
I'll put on a skirt for Kelly in a minute.
Oh, hell.
We got a message.
Y'all know I'm just kidding. I just thought fool. I'm with Dale. All
right, y'all.
What do you expect? What y'all expect?
Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah. All right.
I wonder what you all are looking at. Must be spectacular. Hey, whatever it is, it's not Japanese food, trust me.
Oh, man, it's on.
Jason had his taste of Japanese food.
Yeah, that's right. I love Japan. I was in Japan. Hey, I was actually in Japan for 1 year, from 1989 to 90. And I love Japan, but no, Cali, them Japanese ain't got nothing on you, baby.
No, Cali got it right. No, okay, so, Cali, one more picture.
I need to see the area. No.
That's internal areola. That's got some do with the lawn, G.
That's a nipple. So why you want to send us a picture? Send me the nickel plate.
No. No.
You gonna send me the nickel?
Nope.
Nickel plate, right?
Look, all that is right there is skin. That's all it is. You ain't seen nothing else. That's just skin.
Thank you, Cal.
So you gonna actually tease us with dang on the broom?
I ain't teasing. I was proving my point. I was proving what I said.
You proved it well. You proved it.
All right,
baby.
Then.
Them ain't no A's right there.
No, man.
She's B's, and I've been known to make a D.
No, she's 62. Callie's 62. That's
why Callie ain't no 62.
So send me something better than 62 years old.
Ain't nothing 62 years old look like
I'm
that.
I'm telling you right now, she's 62.
Man,
I am not. You look, better be Callie, quiet.
Let me just go ahead and break it down to you. Check this. Have you seen what she just sent us now? That's the 16 years.
I'll say what she said.
Send me something better. Tell her, send me something better.
Mm. I don't know if it can get better than that.
No,
he ain't better than that. You don't supposed to be picking on Callie.
Well, Callie got 16-year-old breasts.
What's the subject we supposed to be on tonight?
62 years.
He's always picking on
Callie.
Oh, yeah.
Callie right now.
This is the Valentine's Day episode. Again.
Thank you, my brother. Cause he picking at Callie with her light skin.
He said G-Man out.
With them doggone D's.
G-Man, stop.
Hey, is there a double D? Is there? It might be an E. But anyway,
she's a Z.
I ain't buying nobody nothing.
After seeing them breasts, now Callie is a Z.
Yeah.
Her breasts go down her kneecap.
Yeah. Thank you, Callie.
We got a message from the other side.
Callie, correct me if I'm wrong, but most women, especially women that keep themselves together, they want to show pictures of their body, but they have to trust the person they're sending it to. I mean, Aaliyah said it best. She said, if I let this go, you can't tell nobody. Am I right or wrong?
Right. Facts. So, gentlemen, for your eyes only.
Okay. Are you
going to
rock the boat tonight?
No shit.
No. You'll rock the boat just with that picture. Have fun.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
One more picture, Callie. Hey, look. I'm about to, let me go ahead.
No, don't send me.
Callie,
don't send me nothing. I want to see nothing.
I'm about to send this dick pic right.
Callie.
Callie.
I don't want no cow dick. I do not want no cow dick. Don't send me that. Or no monkey dick, whichever one.
No, I ain't gonna open it.
Who wanna see this dick picture tonight? I'm Cal. Make sure you don't send it in the group chat. I don't think Gerard wants to see it.
No, we don't want to see.
Well, that was another episode from Run and Tell That Podcast. Boys don't see.
Hey, the boys don't want to see it. Keep it to yourself. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Gee, don't be looking at it. I'm like, oh, I'm about to come. Yeah, I'm playing with you. Boy, you coming?
Oh, look. Hey, look. I got a question.
Go ahead, bro.
I got a question. So what about the women? And you got some men that don't get Valentine's Day gifts on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
What about the women?
Then you know you got side chick Valentine's Day, which is not on the 14th. It's not till the 19th. How do y'all feel about that?
I didn't know that, bro. Only you would know something like that.
Why would I know? What does that even? What does that even mean? What does that even mean?
You already know
the answer, yeah, bro. Please.
I only know because, you know what I'm saying? I only know because I work and I'm a manager at a grocery store and I seen that stuff be on that table. And they be buying that stuff.
Rodolph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Yeah, we got flowers in there.
On the 19th that they got something different from the, I don't even know what day Valentine, 14th. Did you know that, Rodolph, on the 19th?
No, I didn't know until Gerard told me.
Don't do that, Ro. We had a whole joke about it. Don't do that.
Hold on, Gigolo. What's your other name? Him. Did you know that on the 19th?
Nope. It's a side chick.
Hold on. You got the philosopher. Did you know the 19th?
I didn't, but being that Rod and the Express, you know, shared that with us, the 19th, instead of roses, you get me.
Me?
Wow.
Well, bro,
wow.
Yeah, hey.
Wow.
Hey, you done told us something. Hey, there is 1, 2, 3, 4. Four of us, right, my brothers? We didn't know that, Gigolo.
I'm gonna tell you something funny. Y'all don't know when we're on the podcast, but if we were talking on the phone, y'all would know.
No,
because we're on here, y'all trying to make it seem like I know firsthand. I don't know firsthand. I've never had a side chick.
No, I didn't say that. I've never had a side chick,
so I don't know.
They ain't a side chick when you say, hey, babe, I got 5 other women to go along with you. I'm just telling you up front. So they ain't really side chicks.
Who let them know up front. Who said that, though? I ain't never said that. I did not. You said that. No. You said that in the open show. You said you would have 5 women and Callie can have none.
I would.
You said that.
I would if I was single, player. But I ain't saying, but now we know you're a smooth cat. Now, ain't no
I am not.
Talk your way out of nothing.
I am not. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, God.
Boys, no.
I don't know what y'all talking about, and y'all not, okay. You know what?
Plead the fifth.
Yeah. Hey.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, Dale. Yeah, man. You remember when, President Reagan was pleading the fifth on all that stuff.
All of it.
He ran Contra Affairs. Yes, sir.
It wasn't me. I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
That's what you sound like, me guy.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
We know.
Don't admit the answer.
I don't know what y'all talking about. All I did was make an observation. That was it.
Well, check this out, my brother. I am 58. Dale, how old are you, Dale?
62.
Dale, 62. G is 50.
Hey, G's 50. Whoa. Whoa. Hey, whoa, whoa,
G, don't get mad, G.
You need to stop it.
G,
you, look.
G, you ain't 20 no more. You're old, but.
We were not actually sitting here we were not talking about G. It's about you and Dale right now. Look, him will come along.
Him getting up in age. But that's a good thing.
Hello?
Hey, but man, we did not know that.
Hey, cuz, look, I need Secret Service to come pull them out.
Man, don't do that, George. Hey, G, don't do that. Them two are going to take that thing serious.
Yeah, don't you?
Hey,
a Secret Service member.
Them, I'm telling you, and they take it serious. Them some going to hey, Gigolo.
I'm telling
you, Gigolo, we did not know that. We said, what was that, the 19th?
No, I just, no, I just. I well no. I only said the 19th. I only said the 19th because this year Valentine is on what, Friday, and then President's Day is on Monday. So that's a 4-day weekend. So if you a person that has a side chick, you're not gonna be able to see your side chick until the 18th or the 19th.
What, Gigolo, why in the hell you know all of this? And other four of us don't.
Because I be on social media. Y'all don't.
No.
None of y'all barely have
you must have not looked at your phone.
Oh, hell, here we go.
Right now, homie. Guess what? Thank you, Cali.
G-Gip, please let me look.
No, I can't let you
know. Boys, Kelly, don't be sending that me and Dale can't look.
Look, tell Kelly my
with your fine red self.
Yeah, let her know.
I am not red.
You is red, Kelly. I'm a black man.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Kelly, you red, baby. You red, baby.
Mm-hmm.
With your fine mm-hmm. and that long, beautiful, and that long, beautiful hair.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody ever pulled that?
Oh, hell yeah. I think it's pulled all the time.
There you go.
Wait a minute. We don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear that all the time crap.
There you go.
Double wrapped.
Oh, there you go. The double twist.
Mm-hmm.
Dale, stop adding to it. Dale, stop adding to it.
That's all right, Kelly. I ain't hating.
Dale, you terrible.
I ain't hating.
Kelly, you old school, you say you want fine mama down. Mm. You remember that song, fell?
Mm-hmm.
Fine Mama Jam.
Just as fine as she can be.
Just as fine as you. They don't remember the words after that.
Remember the words.
You remember that?
Mm. I haven't heard G-Man say anything.
He meditating on the picture.
Oh.
I'm sitting here ejaculating off of your...
stop it. No, you not. No, you not.
I'm beating my meat right
now. Jeez. Nobody will say that crap, G. Nobody will say that crap.
Callie, thank you. Thank you for the picture. For the next time you send me some picture... Hold on.
No.
I'm getting cold. Tell I need some... Hello?
Hello?
Kelly, that's me, Kelly. I apologize. Mm.
Kelly, you're good. Yes.
Send me some nipple
pictures. No. Those pictures you will see on my Instagram if you care to go look at my Instagram.
No.
Kelly.
I'm doing the one.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing one fan now. Hey, who wants to do one fan?
One fan?
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about, G?
Well, I'm about to do my only
fan. No, back off. I ain't paying no money to watch your only fan. Boys, G would be bankrupt that we got to pay watching on the fan, won't he? Yeah. He said, G got to do, hey, G. But now you know there is a group for it. You make a lot of money.
Now, if that's not enough to make y'all asses come down to Atlanta, I don't know what is.
I need one more picture, Callie. That's nothing.
I need one more picture. With the thing in your throat.
No.
You just go a little too far.
No, I love Callie.
Carl Carlton.
Yeah. I like this Return to Mac though.
Yes, sir. He made that song too. I'm moving that. Callie.
Yes.
To the one. I call your name, babe. You fine red bone with you. I ain't trying to pick on you because you're supposed to be part of the doggone podcast with the group. I don't know why G-Man always picking on you. Don't be saying that back to the G-Man. Make it me doggone lust. Hey, that thing fine, y'all.
Callie underwear smell good.
Oh, I ain't nobody wants to talk to you, bro. You talking crazy?
No, ask her.
I ain't asking her.
Yeah, what your underwear smell like?
I ain't asking you nothing,
Callie.
First of all, it's not underwear; it's panties. Okay.
Thank you, babe.
Okay. Send me a picture of the panties.
Thank you, babe.
No.
Don't send them nothing, Callie. Don't send them nothing, cause I don't even want to see them. I don't know if I can handle it. I don't know if Dale can handle it.
Is that a good Valentine's present?
That's a good Valentine's present. I don't know if I can handle it. I'm like Fred Sumter, and then had a heart attack. That ain't damn good.
I've used, look. I've used those photos here on Stereo.
No, I'm do you like you do me.
You hear me?
Say what, Cal?
I said those photos I've used here on Stereo.
Stereo?
We want something special.
All of those photos that you see, they have been here as my profile.
My man. We don't want something everybody else got. Hey, right.
Kelly?
Yes.
I ain't got nothing to say. My boys.
Yeah.
Did we have a subject? I can't remember.
What's a good Valentine's gift?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Them draws would be
good. Hey,
are you a floozy or Mac?
A floozy or Mac?
I'm a Mac.
Hey, you are.
A Mac is a motherfucker who sat there.
All you boys.
Mac is a motherfucker who you sit there and he Mac you down.
Hey,
a floozy is a motherfucker.
Hey, Miss Cheesecake, I see you down there, darling.
Hey, I agree. And let me tell you something. All the boys I know, Road Dog, the Gigolo, Dale, G-Man, they are Max.
No, I'm good. You don't fool me up. Man.
They are
Max.
You got
me drunk. He done sit there. Look, the first person he gave a shot to is me. Look how full that shirt is.
Man, you supposed to be talking on the doggone podcast now. How you had you talking to us? Don't be talking to me. Don't be looking at Dale. Talk to Cal.
I'm looking
right. Well, we got a message, y'all. We got a message from Miss Cheesecake.
No. Hell no.
Let the message, G. Hell. G, you present the message. The man say we got a message.
You, G. I'm looking at you now.
I know I'm handsome.
Episode 65, Valentine's Day special. Floozy or Mac, which one are you? What's going on, Row 24, G Man, Cali Girl, and G 46? Shout out to y'all. Shout out to the room. Who the hell is Floozy and Mac? I mean, right. Listen.
And we smoothed it. We smoothed it in G.
Ro, you want to read that definition again?
That was long.
Huh?
That shit was long. Hold on. I gotta go back to my phone.
Come on, Road Dog.
Hold on.
But if you read one, I read the other one.
All right.
Because it should be in the group.
Yeah, I didn't get my phone. All right, so floozy is someone who brags about their boyfriend or girlfriend for attention, usually to get another single man or woman. Most of the time, nobody cares, but they still seem to have a reputation on who they date. Usually, they will pick on someone who is single because they are not in a relationship, even though most people who are single are happy being single.
Thank you, Road Dog. Well said.
Yeah. All right. A Mac is a guy who is very caring and sweet. He is he's a huge flirt, but when he is with his girl, he isn't very loyal. He is usually pretty tall with beautiful blue eyes. He has a great sense of humor. He loves to make
blue eyes. Ain't not a black guy got blue eyes.
Let me.
Go ahead, my brother. JP. I apologize. Sorry, Gerard.
He loves to make other people laugh. He has a hard life, but never shows it. He masks it over with a smile, with a beautiful smile. Like, I'm not kidding, the best smile ever. He does get very jealous, though, but is really cute. He's strong, very handsome. He won't ever think twice before standing up in what he believes in. If you ever come across a Mac, don't leave him. You'll regret it. So that's what a Mac is. Yeah.
Jiggler. You show you didn't make that up just now because that applies.
I read it in the JP's in the it's in the group chat.
Man, that sounds like you already knew that applied to you and didn't apply to me and the boys. So you made that crap up.
First off, I don't have blue eyes. So obviously I wasn't talking about myself.
Get rid of the blue eyes, but the rest of it, you know that crap applies.
Why is it that Roe read it? It doesn't apply. I read the one for Mac, and it applies to me.
To be honest with you,
if anything, I'm the floozy because I'm the one that gets picked on for being single.
No. I disagree.
Yeah.
I don't believe nobody. I mean, the boys know not to pick on you. And I don't believe nobody else going to pick on you.
Y'all.
I agree with that.
This is episode 65.
So
y'all been doing this for 50 plus episodes.
Now you swearing this episode to your benefit. It ain't benefiting us.
It don't benefit me.
It's only benefiting you.
Yeah, the floozy is the one that gets picked on. I'm the one that gets picked on.
So why?
Exactly. You just said yeah, because you know you be picking on me. Y'all be picking on me.
Why are you picking on me and the boy? Because you know this the other crap don't apply to us.
Bro, how's he trying to flip? How he trying to flip that? You be picking on me. How many episodes did y'all say I was standing, I'd be at work cutting meat with no drawers on? Who says that? Y'all said that.
Well, if it's true, it's true.
Y'all said that.
Yeah.
Him was the same person that said I got 69 tattoos. I ain't got that. I got 4. Him was the same one that said I had 69 tattoos.
Him got to defend against that guy.
He got 69, now he got
70. Now I got
70. Now him saying,
well, nobody said that you cut meat with no drawers on.
If you said it,
that you wore,
you said it.
Why you cut meat is totally different.
You said I had no drawers. No, you had different variations of the story. One story was I was had a condom on and I stayed ready at work. I mean,
we believe that.
Really? Okay. You know what? Yeah, we got a message. We got 2 messages. We got two of them.
Okay, my brother.
I was just about to ask the question, like, how many black dudes is walking around here with blue eyes? I don't really see too many. Michael Ealy? I don't know. My granddaddy had blue eyes, but shit, I think that was from the cataracts, to be totally fucking honest.
G-Man.
Yes, sir.
G-Man.
Yes.
Look at your phone. Happy Valentine's Day.
Can we please? Can we?
Y'all got going. What the fuck y'all got going on over here tonight? Hey, bro. What type of porn shit they got going on tonight? Every couple minutes. G-Man, check your phone. G-Man, check your phone. God damn. What's going on over there?
They'll say, ooh.
I got not yet.
You know what? I'm finna play Minnesota's message.
Yeah, I agree. It's not many of us brothers have blue eyes. You're probably talking about those waffle colored Negroes, the Michael Ealy's and them light skinned badges.
Yes, sir,
Minnesota.
Yes, sir. That's right.
You're fine. That's all I was saying. But now all of a sudden, JP talking about something. I'm calling myself the. I ain't no Mac.
You ain't called yourself that, but we know what you are, brother.
I am a floozy. I'm the one that gets picked on every week. Every week I get picked on.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
You just said yeah. You just said yeah. This is the second time I said something. And you said yeah, and then you came back and said no. Nah, no. You said yeah first.
Can I make hey Juggalo, because my mouth moving faster than my brain.
Why are you calling me? I can't pick up the line.
Look nice, sister.
Does it now?
G and Road Dog just don't know what we're looking at. Kello sitting at that light that here.
She said, "Why G ain't calling her while she can't pick up?"
I'm coming to Atlanta by my damn self. Boy, y'all just don't know. Kello don't say nothing else like that. You done got G quiet, got damn quiet.
I'm gonna have to do this. This was a new episode for Rent to Tell That podcast. We got to close this one out. If y'all,
yes, sir.
If we're gonna be hearing some type of noises coming from that other microphone, I think I'm good. I'm good on it, on that. You know.
Come on, G.
Yes, sir. Okay. We appreciate you guys.
Yes.
Okay.
G-Man. If you want to call me, hang up. You can call me.
No, I ain't letting him. I refuse to let him call you. He is not calling you, Kelly. Not long as I'm around.
Oh, okay then.
With that being said, we got 48 minutes left. I mean, we got like 12 minutes left, so we need to go ahead and do the final thought. Go ahead and close this one on out.
Let me tell you this. G-Man going to end it just like this.
Talk to Callie, G. She says,
Callie girl wants some of this diamond dick.
why can you keep it?
So listen to this.
Keep it clean.
All right, I'm going to keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
Callie wants some of this platinum dick.
Platinum.
Oh, now it's turned platinum, huh? Two by fours and all that kind of stuff is platinum now, right?
You want me to say gold? You want me to say daggone bronze? Or you want me to say
can I say something?
Yeah,
you can at least play the word dick.
Diamond.
platinum penis. PP.
Yeah, I thank you, Dale.
Yeah, platinum penis.
He clean up. Yeah.
Been platinum, yeah. You know.
Hey, y'all, he clean. He cleaned up the word. He cleaned up the word platinum. He put the color, dealing with color, but he didn't clean up the other word.
As far as my final thought is, I want everybody to have a wonderful Valentine's Day. Be truthful to yourself. Like I said, enjoy yourself. Like I said, don't cheat yourself out of love. And like I said, just do what you got to do to be happy and be truthful to yourself.
Yeah. Thank you, Dale. Hey, that's what I love about the philosopher. Now, I got something for Valentine's Day for y'all, too. If I was a single man, I wouldn't buy I'm telling you women right now.
Oh, y'all, my God.
Buy me something for Valentine's Day if anybody going to get something. Yes, Callie, I am narcissist. If anybody spends some money, you women going to spend it on JP.
That's right.
Hey, say it again, my brother.
That's right.
That's right. And spend that money. I want me some new. What would be good for Valentine's Day for you?
Look.
Some Nikes.
No, some Nikes and some Air Force.
Air Force what, G?
Air Force One.
I want some Air Force Ones. I want me some Air Force Ones. That's what y'all have to spend.
And don't forget about the hiccups.
Hiccup? What the hell are hiccups, G?
The hiccups?
No hiccups here.
Callie, you got a final thought?
My final thought is yes, definitely, gentlemen. You all have a lovely Valentine's.
All right. Rob?
Gerard.
Yeah.
Whoa. JP ain't finished.
I'm finished. G, what I supposed to say? G?
No, you said you had some more.
Well, I ain't got no more after Kelly come back with that. Right. She just spoiled it all.
All right, so, hey, JP was saying that he was a Pookie and a Ray Ray back in the day.
Get what my brothers, Gigolo, how much time we got left? Gigolo said we have about 12 minutes.
Let me see.
We got some time.
We got 8 minutes.
Now, who the hell says about a Pookie and Ray Ray? Rodolph, was that you saying Pookie and Ray Ray, or was that G-Bot?
Yeah, I was passing a message. Somebody told me to tell you that.
I will be a Pookie and a Ray Ray in all future relationships. I will not treat nobody good. Yes, ladies, I treat my baby good now, but notice this. If I'm a single man, I will be a Pookie and a Ray Ray. I will not treat you good. I would dog you. I would come on your job and steal your car and go ride another woman around. Yes, sir. While you at work, I'll be sitting in the house with the boys, spending your food stamps.
Damn. Not the food stamps.
Beer. So by the time you get home, in the boys tight. Who can Ray Ray?
So, and look, this is G-Man final thought. So, life is just like a box of chocolate.
Uh-oh, far is gone.
So at the end of the world.
Shit, the world.
Yeah,
I thought I was gonna say the day.
He said the world.
That's right. At the end of the world,
she went way out of that damn.
Yeah, he said we gotta pick that. Gotta pick up the pieces.
Yeah, all of you would have caught that.
And that's G-Man. Words for the day.
He said, "And
what did you see?
Peace."
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, fellas, any final thoughts?
Oh man, yeah, I got one.
Bro, dog, we know you. As you,
let me see. As you're walking across the beach, and you stop and look back, those are not footprints. Those are pebbles, the things you left behind you.
Pieces of shit,
bro, dog. Bro, dog, you getting too deep for the boys now.
Yeah, you done.
Bro, dog, come on now. You know,
back.
Now, you know, Come on, Road Dog. Hey, the boys make good money, but Dale got the highest education out of the group now.
I'm like footprints in the sand, but Pebbles on the beach.
Come on, Road Dog.
Help me.
Come on, Road Dog.
Damn. He said Pebbles on
you getting deep. Gigolo. Gigolo.
Try.
You know who you Gigolo, you know who you are.
Try. Finish it up.
Gigolo.
I guess I'm be his proxy for his final thought.
Okay.
Well, hope it's better than yours.
Let me see.
Let me hold on. Y'all ready?
Where'd you go?
Okay, I don't know what happened. All right, I'm gonna do my final thought. My final thought is like I said earlier about the side chicks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Side chicks,
you
need y'all to know.
More. Can we interrupt you?
Can I have my moment? Can I have my moment? Can I have my moment?
We apologize.
I'm trying to have my moment. I'm trying to. Yeah. I'm trying to speak to the side chicks right now.
We're wrong.
I'm trying to speak to the side chick. Okay.
You let all of us speak.
We
said a word, and we're gonna let you speak.
JP, why are you still talking?
I can't help it. My mouth is running, and I can't shut up. Go ahead, Rose.
All right.
Go ahead, Gigolo.
All right, this is for the side chicks. All right, we understand that at some point you want to be a main, but it'll never happen because, you know, you're not going to get the 14th. You'll get the 18th through the 19th, but from running till that, we're letting you know to keep your head up. One day you'll get off the bench, just not today. And that's my final thought.
You got
some side dudes.
Because
you
already
got some side dudes out there, too. I'm a side dude.
Yeah. You're laying sideways over that
dog
chair over there.
I'm not speaking to them. I'm speaking to the side chick.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I'm going to speak to them.
Like I said,
that
might modify for the side dudes, too. Don't you do it.
I ain't doing it.
I'm just letting them know they got to keep their head up.
You
feed that? I'm about to. Like I said, you know, everybody want to be a starter, but can't everybody? Somebody got to come off the bench.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And play your role.
And someone come off the bench and play better than one.
Man, the starter.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you this. I had a bunch of people that was on the bench, and guess what? At the end of the day, David Johnna was better than
the starters.
That's right. They
right now.
And I call them. Bitch vagina.
Hey, don't get me in that.
Don't do it. Leave Callie alone.
No, I will not leave Callie alone.
Leave Callie alone.
I can't.
She ain't bothering you.
Callie, send me some picture of your
Stop. No.
All right. On that note. All right, on that note, we won't be on next week. We won't be on next week. So this was our early Valentine's Day episode.
Yes.
So we'll be back in what, 2 weeks? No.
2 weeks.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks. We want to wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day.
And we mean everyone.
Let me say
this, Ron. I love you, man. I love Road Dog. I love you, JP.
Yeah.
I love Dale. Callie Girl. But Callie, before we get off this phone, I need some picture of your
teeth. Oh, my God. Callie, see what you started?
I know.
I'm going to apologize to everybody.
I ain't going to lie. This is the longest closing out of a show we've ever had.
No, I'm apologizing. Hey, Gerard, I apologize to you. I apologize to Rose.
I apologize to Callie.
I apologize to JP.
Thank you.
I apologize to you, Dale. And I'm apologizing
to yourself.
Myself. But Cali, yes, when you get a chance,
be good.
Send me them.
Be good.
Send me some of the dick pictures.
All right,
guys.
Oh
my
God. Good night.
This was another wild episode from Run and Tell That Podcast. And to the Max and the Floozies.
Yes, sir, my brother. I love you guys. In Cali, we love you.
Love y'all. I love you too.
Hey, with your fine red bone self.
Oh God!
Oh, here you go. All right, we are officially out.
Ciao.
G-Man out.